Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said some folks who say they have a clear conscience may just have a good forgetter. We appreciate so very much the opportunity of coming your way, and we appreciate the fact that you've chosen to listen to Bible Meditations. We're hopeful that our study together of the Word of God will be profitable, and that we will go through the day remembering some of the things that have been spoken and will be helped by that memory. We've been talking this week about what the Bible says about the subject of sin. All of us ought to be interested in that because all of us are guilty. Romans 5 and verse 23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Furthermore, John tells us in 1 John chapter 1, begin reading about verse 7, that if we claim we have no sin presently, or if we say that we have not sinned in the past, we're making God a liar and His word is not in us. So when a person says, I don't need to worry about sin, I don't need to be concerned about the subject because I'm not involved, he just simply is making God a liar by the thing that he's saying. None of us would want to be in a situation like that. Therefore, the conclusion is, we have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We pointed out the fact already in our study that Satan is responsible for placing sin before mankind. He did it in the garden, and he is continuing to do that with men and women today. The Bible very plainly teaches that Satan is the origin of sin. In John chapter 8 and verse 44, when some were claiming that they were children of Abraham, Jesus said, "You're of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." So it's quite evident that Satan places temptation before mankind. And of course, the responsibility of dealing with that sin placed before us rests upon each of us. Now, I mentioned yesterday that there are some who teach the doctrine of original sin. I have a book in my library, and the book simply was written by a man who believed that men come into the world guilty of sin. And the man who wrote the book made this observation. The little baby, the baby who isn't old enough to understand the difference in right and wrong, that little baby comes into the world as an enemy of God. Now, I want you to know that I do not believe that doctrine. I don't believe the Bible teaches that, and that's what we're concerned about. What does the Bible say in regard to the subject of sin? Do children inherit the sin of their parents? The fact that their parents sin before them, do they automatically inherit that sin from their parents? Well, let's look at some verses that deal with that. I'd like for you to look at the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18 and verse 20, and listen as the prophet Ezekiel says this, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The father does not bear the iniquity of the son, neither doth the son bear the iniquity of the father. The soul that sinneth, it shall die." Can you see in this particular passage that he's attributing sin not to the parent? The son doesn't bear the iniquity of the father, but rather the responsibility for sin rests upon that own individual, that person. In James chapter 1, James makes this observation in verses 13 through 15. James says, "Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted of evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Look at the passage again. We're tempted when we're drawn away of our own lust and enticed. And lust, when it hath finished, bringeth forth sin. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. The passage simply says that it is when we allow our own desires to take us in the wrong way that we become responsible. Do little babies represent sinful creatures coming into the world? I remember on one occasion in the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew that Jesus took a little child and placed the child in their midst, the midst of the disciples. And he said to them, "Except you become converted and become as this little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven." Let me ask you something about that. Does it sound to you like that passage says, unless you become converted and become a little sinner, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven? No, obviously, that's not what's involved. The person who commits sin is guilty of sin before God. We don't become guilty because our mothers sinned before us or because our fathers sinned before us, but rather when we're drawn away of our own lusts and enticed. When someone tells you that a little baby is guilty of sin, ask this question. What law has that little baby violated that doesn't even understand law? What law is involved? I remember reading in 1 John 3 and verse 4, whoso transgresseth and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, this person sins. He commits sin, for sin is transgression of the law. Now, if a little baby is guilty of sin, my question is, what law has the little baby violated that is directed to a baby? Do you read any laws in your Bible that were given to little babies that don't even understand what is being said to them? Now, certainly, if it were true that the little baby understood and did the wrong thing, then he would become guilty of sin. But no baby is guilty of sin just simply because of being born into the world. Sin is transgression of the law. A baby has not transgressed any law, therefore stands sinless before God. Isn't that the reason that Jesus said, unless you become converted and become as this little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven? Later, in the book of Matthew, chapter 19 and verse 14, Jesus made this observation. Jesus, when some were saying they were going to bring their children to the master, some were saying, that's too much. We need to stop them from bringing their children to Jesus. Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. That's a very telling statement, isn't it? Of such, that is, the kingdom of heaven is made up of those like unto these little children. Obviously, Jesus did not believe the doctrine of original sin. We hope that you'll be with us again tomorrow when we study. And remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.